Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of a new American Town podcast. It is an exciting day because it is a beautiful fall morning. The skies are clear, which can only mean one thing. It's a perfect day for flying. And we're lucky to have in the studio with us one of our good friends from Thaden Field, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are things over at Thaden Field?
It's wonderful. Like you said, it's good flying weather, so we're all happy.
That always makes it a good day. So why don't we do this? So folks who are kind of new to the podcast, because we've chatted with some of your Thaden Field team members before, but we're just constantly having new people come on listening to the podcast. So I want to sort of go back and kind of from the beginning, sort of tell us about Thaden Field and what people can expect when they're visiting Bentonville and come on out to the location.
Sure. So we are named Thaden Field, but technically we're named the Bentonville Municipal Airport. We are named after Louise Thaden, who mm-hmm. I think we'll talk about a bit more in a moment. So we have everything that you would expect for a normal full-service FBO or airport, all the services that you would expect to find. We fuel airplanes, we hangar them, we take care of them. So we have all sorts of really cool things that you can just come in and experience. Most airports are surrounded by high fences and all sorts of, you know, ways that we kind of keep the public out. We're different because when you walk up to the field house, you're going to see signs that say all are welcome, and we really mean that. Mm-hmm. We really want the public to come and engage and be part of our flying community. So when you walk in, we do call our building the field house, kind of right. Cute. And when you come in, you'll see we have really cool merchandise, all sorts of stuff branded, both for Fly Oz, which is our network of backcountry airstrips that we support, and then Thaden Field itself. So really cool branded merch that you can buy. Downstairs, there's a restaurant called Louise, open to the public. And then upstairs, we have a flight school. So you can dabble in aviation if you're looking to do a scenic flight. If you're really serious about it, of course, you can go all the way and get your licenses and, you know, low-level to high-level training of any kind. And then upstairs, we also have a flying club, which is what I do. I'm the director of Oz One Flying Club there. And we're just passionate about making a space for aviators to come together and people who are just passionate about aviation, and a space where you can sit down and talk airplanes, hangar fly,
right,
and watch the great view and be a part of that. So that's kind of some of the things that we have. You know, if you've been, you know that we're integrated into a really cool setting of all sorts of things, not mm-hmm. just the field house.
Right, right.
Right outside of our door, there's a very popular playground, very adventurous little jungle gym. And that connects over to Osage Park, which has a lake that is stocked. How cool is that?
Absolutely.
We have a real beaver colony, an active beaver colony that if you, well, it's frustrating for our trees, which every time one gets planted, you know, is
another immediately. Down.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really cool to wander those boardwalks and see all that. And that connects to all sorts of things around a brewery and a climbing gym mm-hmm. that you can walk to, an archery range. So that's all right there, our little backyard playground. And then Thaden Field, of course, is our jumping off point to a network of backcountry airstrips called Fly Oz. So a connecting point to all of the cool outdoor stuff that you can do in the Ozarks.
Absolutely. And it's such a, it's not just a cool area of town. There's just so much to do when you get out there. And, you know, we talk about, people talk about cool vibes, but the vibe when you're there is, you just feel really immersed into nature. It's relaxing, but there just always seems to be activity of some kind.
Yeah, what a cool juxtaposition. Nature with airplanes flying over.
Right.
Yeah. It's yeah. kind of all my favorite things in one spot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And one of your favorite things, because you're not just the director of the club, you're a pilot as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
And how long have you been flying planes?
I've been flying since 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you always have an interest in aviation?
I did. Yeah, my story's funny because flying has always been my favorite thing my whole life. My earliest memories are flying. but I didn't have any female aviators to look up to. There were no women in that circle, and so it never even occurred to me that I could be a pilot. So I was 30 before I even thought, oh, this could be something I might do. And the only reason, frankly, that I'm sitting here is because a female pilot did not only open the door for me, you know, not only showed me that I could be a pilot, but she also like very directly said, you need to be a pilot. And you have everything in you that you need to be a pilot.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was life changing. And it's funny, you can have that passion, but if you don't have a role model or someone to help you believe that you can see yourself in that space,
right,
you might never get there.
That's great. And now you have the opportunity to sort of play that role for other potential pilots, other females that are looking to get their license and fly as well, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I hope so. My office is kind of famously covered in every collision object of aviation and girliness. So just picture pink Barbie airplanes, and that's my office. I kind of like that opportunity to be a bridge, and especially young girls. They really light up when they come in my office. And
I bet.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's great. That's great. I love that. And it connects back to Louise Thaden, who I know we want to sort of talk about today as well. And you mentioned Louise at the top. So she was born in Bentonville.
Yeah.
Early 1900s, I think, yep. 1905. And she has a fascinating story as well. So can you talk to us a little bit about sort of Louise Thaden's accomplishments and why she's so significant?
I could talk about Louise all day. yeah, it's amazing to have this extremely pioneering figure in aviation. And she's from Bentonville.
Yeah.
She grew up on a farm here, like me, like a lot of us, and was always adventuresome. But she got a ride with a barnstormer, and that sparked the interest. And she just found a way to make it happen. She actually went to the University of Arkansas. And then she got her pilot's license in 1928 when she was only 23 years old.
Wow.
But the crazy part about that to me is that 6 months later, she was already setting the records that she's very famous for.
Huh.
So, you know, 6 months after I got my training, I was just lucky to be putting around in a 172. But, you know, she was really at the absolute top of that game. She set altitude, speed, and endurance records, and she is the first and the only woman to ever hold all three of those records at the same time.
Wow. And so sounds like she was a bit of a risk taker.
Yeah, I think she would actually probably argue with that.
Hmm.
So if you read her book, High, Wide, and Frightened, and then there's also a really wonderful book about her and her peers called Fly Girls. She was actually pretty risk averse. She was very worried about Amelia Earhart and the risks that Amelia was taking, and a dear friend of hers.
Hmm.
So yeah, I think Louise didn't see herself as extraordinary or risk taking at all. She was just doing the thing that she loved and yeah. not really thinking much about, you know, I'm a woman or I'm not, or I'm different or I'm not. She was just focused on a goal and achieving that.
That's really great. That's pretty inspiring.
Absolutely.
And she, you know, it sounds like not just for you, but for other female pilots, she's certainly been kind of a inspiration. And it's cool how Thaden Field and the work that you're doing, you're sort of carrying on that legacy, introducing that legacy to a new generation. Can you talk to us a little bit about the work that's being done at Thaden Field with female pilots in particular?
Absolutely. Well, like I said earlier, I believe deeply my own story is that representation matters.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that we're hiring women just to be representative. We're hiring women in every role in our company
mm-hmm.
because they're passionate and they're good at what they do. You know, I'm in a leadership role. I'm the director of the Flying Club. Our line staff, so the people who move and fuel the airplanes, the head of that side of the business is run by a woman. I'm constantly in awe of her and how tough and amazing she is. And, you know, we have female pilots. She's also an accomplished pilot. We have pilots working at our front desk, female pilots working at our front desk, working on our line. And of course, we have two female instructors, which I think is so important, not just for representation, but in a very practical sense. When I started my flight training, there were no female instructors in the area. And I think my training would have been different if I'd had the opportunity to at least once or twice fly with a woman in a very practical sense. The men I flew with, their bodies are different. I'm smaller, I'm thinner. Mm-hmm. And that has a huge impact on how you interact with the flight controls. The men I flew with had never had to think about that. And they didn't realize the impact it was having on my flying. So it took quite a while for that problem to be identified for me. And so that's one example of just a very practical way that flying with someone who looks like you, is built like you, can be beneficial. But then obviously there's the benefit of being able to connect with someone and empathize with someone that comes from a similar place. Mm-hmm. You know, still to this day, I don't know the statistic this year, but generally it's around 70% of pilots are women. And a huge portion of that 7% are student pilots. So if you look around the industry, you're talking about, you know, maybe 5% of people working in aviation are women. Is that not wild?
That is crazy.
The last time I looked into this, the only industries that had fewer women are lumberjacking and truck driving.
Wow.
There are wildly more surgeons, engineers, anything that you think of as a male-dominated industry, you know, double the number or triple or quadruple the number of women in those industries. So it can be a little alienating. You can feel a little isolated to look around, and just the very simple fact that you look different than everybody else in the room.
Right.
So that's one thing that I'm really proud of our company for, working hard to embrace that diversity. Like I said, the signs say all are welcome, and we mean that. We definitely put our money where our mouth is on that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you and your team, you're just doing such fantastic work. And have you seen sort of an increase in the last few years of more female student pilots or more sort of female interest in aviation?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really lucky in a way just for where we're positioned here in Bentonville, because we have this amazing population of young professionals who have the time and money and are looking for a challenge and looking for something exciting to do. And so I think just by opening the door, we've had a lot of young people, a diverse crowd in all ways. But also in terms of women, yeah, absolutely. Comparatively to other flight schools, I don't know what the specific statistics are, but I've watched it change. I've been with the company for almost 5 years now, and it's changed wildly in that time.
That's really great. And how so within Northwest Arkansas, within the region, and for those who aren't close to a map or aren't familiar, we're sort of Northwest Arkansas, we sort of bump up to the Missouri and Oklahoma borders. And but so within the region, like with other, how many other sort of flight schools are there? Like what's available for folks? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. You know, the only other flight school here truly locally is in Springdale.
Okay.
And it's a different kind of operation. They focus on helicopters. They do fixed wing as well, but they're, it's called Arkansas Helicopters, ARH. So you can see their focus is slightly different. And then other than ARH, you'd have to go to Tulsa or Central Arkansas to find somewhere to train. We're definitely the largest operation. I think we are, other than schools that are associated with universities, flying schools associated with universities, I think we're the largest flying school in Arkansas.
Oh, wow. That's great. And not just the largest school, but I think by all accounts, coolest airport.
Yeah,
right? Wasn't that that was in a recent article, and I think that's spot on, and not just for the work that's being done in the training side, But for some of the things you mentioned earlier, including the restaurant, which, by the way, Louise is one of my favorite places to
eat.
Glad
to hear that.
We're constantly, you know, as a tourism office, we're constantly bringing people out, obviously, to see the whole facility because it's just such a cool and welcoming place. But certainly for people to have a meal as well. And I know that's a big, you know, that's a big attraction. One of the things I love about Louise Thaden and the property that you have there is that everything's set up where even if people don't necessarily have an interest in aviation, it brings them out to the facility where all of a sudden they start to have, it piques an interest and
exactly.
They start to sort of have that exposure.
Yep.
And the restaurant, I think, is a big part of that in my mind. Just it's surrounded by windows. You're set so close to the tarmac, and you can see the planes taking off and landing. But can you tell us a little bit more about Louise and how
sure.
that kind of fits with the whole operation?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you're totally dead on there. We've been astonished at the impact that having Louise has had on bringing in a pipeline of new students. Tracy Cavisto, we did an interview with her for Visit Bentonville. She's a student of ours. And that was 100% her story. She was just came in for breakfast and looked outside and saw people, you know, walking out to have their lesson on the ramp and thought, I want to fly airplanes.
Right.
That's so inspiring to me. You know, people can go from no, I had the benefit of having childhood experience in aviation. How exciting that we get to open that door in that way for people to just see it and say, I want to do that. So yeah, that has been incredible for the whole business, for just bringing vibrancy and life to our community. But the restaurant itself, it's so cool. The concept is an elevated diner. So you get the comfort food classics,
mm-hmm.
but they're all made with fresh ingredients and kind of elevated. So it's a really cool mix of that high and low, which I think we do really well here in Bentonville. Anyway, that's kind of our ethos. But there at the airport, I think that's great. Obviously, the setting, like you said, is incredible. And I'm really proud of how flexible we are. It's a great spot if you want a quick breakfast. It's a great spot if you want a leisurely family brunch. It's perfect for a business lunch if you're bringing somebody into town and you need a really professional setting. And it's also a really romantic date spot.
Yeah.
At nighttime when the sun goes down and the lights come up on the airfield, that is the most beautiful time of day to be there. And if you come on an evening like that, you'll see, you know, couples everywhere doing the romantic date night thing. So it's a great place for a special occasion too. I think that's part of why we've become so popular and becoming embedded in the community in that way. It's great for pretty much any occasion.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And just to call out a menu item.
Okay.
The burger's fantastic.
Yes.
But it has just the best name.
The $100 burger.
Yes. So why is it called the $100 burger?
That's a kind of a trope. That's a thing that we say in aviation, because we're always looking for excuses to fly. And so everybody talks about, okay, let's go get a $100 burger, which means obviously the burger may be $5, but the fuel that you burn to fly there to get the burger, these days it's a $200 burger.
Right,
so,
right.
That's where the name comes from. And that is one of our most popular menu items. It is a really fantastic burger.
It really is. It really is. I love that. I love that. Well, you know, we were talking before we got on the podcast, how busy you and the team have been this year. And there's just so much going on in Bentonville, which makes it so exciting. But you always have such great programming and new things happening. What can people kind of expect the rest of this year and maybe even going into next year?
Well, we've kind of wrapped up our public event season. Right now is the busiest time of year for flying for us. So we're seeing a lot of incoming groups and traffic the next few weeks. If you're hanging around the airport, that's really the thing to see. If you're looking for an activity at the airport, this is the time to come hang out on the lawn and watch, because all sorts of, this weekend alone, we're going to have 30-something airplanes come in for a fly-in. So, as fall progresses, we have a couple more backcountry groups coming in using Thaden Field as their hub to go explore all our network of airstrips. So that's kind of the entertainment right now. Come in and enjoy all of that buzz of people coming and going. We've got some car clubs that meet, so that's all coming up. Of course, if you've been, you know that we have we're lucky to have some warbirds on the airfield.
Yep.
They're all privately owned, but their owners are nice enough to share them with us and with the public sometimes. So if you come in and see the big exhibit hangar in the next few months, you're very likely to see one of those. And then in terms of events, the Flying Club, we always have stuff going on. Mm-hmm. This fall, in a couple weeks here, we've got a really fun camp out. We'll fly to a remote grass airstrip called Richland Creek, and we'll camp there. And 37 North Expeditions, who you may know, they're local. They'll be there to do our gear ferry and cook our meals for us and take us hiking. So that's one of the things we've got coming up. So all sorts of stuff like that in the club, speakers and happy hours, everything social you can think of that yeah. we can make connect to aviation. Oh, and one more public event we have coming up. We have a pilot controller forum that we're hosting, and that's a kind of cool opportunity, open to the public, and it's for ATC, air traffic controllers from Razorback, from Fort Smith. They're going to come up and say, okay, pilots, give us your questions, and kind of say, you know, pilots are hungry for that. What annoys you? What do we do that you don't like? What can we do better? And so we're going to host that dialogue at the field house on October 11th.
No, that's great. That's great. I love that. Well, all of that sounds amazing. And I know at some point you'll be sharing sort of 2023 plans, and seems like it's a long ways off, but
yeah, we have some big ideas.
Big ideas,
yeah,
and things.
Yeah, for sure. So I would say watch our Instagram at Thaden Field. That's definitely the place to stay updated on what events we have coming up and what you might see in the exhibit hangar and that kind of thing. And then Louise as well. Definitely follow them on Instagram or Facebook, because they are constantly adding menu items and having cool specials. So that's definitely the place for all that information.
That is perfect. That is perfect. And folks, if you haven't been to Bentonville before, make sure you follow Thaden Field on Instagram and Louise on Facebook and Instagram, as Jordan mentioned. And then you can go to our Visit Bentonville website for trip planning and sort of information about everything else we have going on in the community, from outdoor and other outdoor and cycling events and opportunities to amazing art and cultural experiences. And you can also find information about hotels and lodging and all of those pieces. And then you can follow us on social as well, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter and LinkedIn. We have a YouTube page and all sorts of other social channels as well. And you need to plan a trip. Come out this fall and see us. You'll probably run into Jordan.
It's very likely. I pretty much live at the airport.
She pretty much lives at the airport. I feel like I see her every time I go out there.
I'm there.
And if you can't make it this year, then definitely plan a trip for next year, because there's some exciting things going on now, but I think we have even some bigger plans for next year that you will not want to miss out on. But Jordan, thank you for taking the time. This has really been great.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Yeah, no, you're very welcome. And folks, if you're listening, we hope to see you soon. Reach out if you have any questions. Our Visit Bentonville team is always here to help you. And until then, we will see you next time.